This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And following on from L'Alternatif, the previous programme, which has just been honouring Charles Aznavour, who died recently, Wavelength also notes the passing of Aznavour. I'm not sure if L'Alternatif played this track from the 1960s, Yerushalayim, on the Barclay label, issued, I think, in 1967. It's a bit hard to pin it down. But we also have to acknowledge the passing of Otis Rush, one of the great blues guitarists. There's an obituary recently, a couple of days ago, in The Guardian, written by Tony Russell. Otis Rush was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where his mother, Julia, raised seven children with little help from their fathers. One of his brothers had a guitar, and the left-handed Otis simply turned it over so that the bass strings were at the bottom of the fretboard, and learned to play that way and never changed. Around 1948-49, he moved to Chicago from where one of his sisters had been writing home about the blues scene. He worked on his guitar playing, performed in clubs, and by the mid-50s had enough of a reputation for Willie Dixon, Chicago's leading A&R man, to sign him to a label he was helping to launch. I Can't Quit You, Baby, his 1956 debut for Cobra, was astonishing, full of suspense and passionately sung with a brief but petrifying guitar solo. And the headline of this obituary is Otis Rush, the greatest living blues man who influenced Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton but struggled to be recognised. So there's a full obituary by Tony Russell. And I thought, so rather sacrilegiously perhaps, we speculate or imagine the chance encounter of Charles Aznavour entering the Kimball Hall in 1956... anachronistically and poetically and joining in that historic session. And the session in question, the album is Otis Rush, the classic recordings, some of which, most of which were recorded in the Cobra Studios in sort of 57, 58. But there were two recordings come from something called the Kimball Hall, Chicago, summer 1956. Including I Can't Quit You, Baby, with the following lineup, extraordinary lineup as it is. Otis Rush on vocal and guitar, with Walter Horton on harmonica, Red Holloway, Lafayette Leake, Wayne Bennett, Willie Dixon on bass, and Al Duncan on the drums. Depending on the success or not of this pairing, I might superimpose a little bit more Aznavour over Rush, but the Otis Rush tracks sounded so good that perhaps they should be allowed to stand alone after this first experiment. Okay. Well, nothing coming out of gram one. It's going to make the experiment difficult. Why should that be? I might have to get the engineer in. We'll start with something else.
I just thought if I could try hard enough, I could defeat this thing myself. My head was hurting with these thoughts, pounding, searing pain, a headache, an intense throbbing in my head. Sound waves. It was like sound waves. There were days when my brain was heating up and I thought it might actually explode. I visualized the brain matter spattering all over the walls. When I sat at my desk trying to...
Yes, well, that's slightly how I feel at the moment. Okay, we'll revert back to my intended experiment with Otis Rush and Charles Aznavour.
Well, I can't quit you, babe. But I got to put you down for a while.
Pensée te dessine, hier au chalet. De loin en loin, tu n'es plus qu'un rêve qui tombe en ruine. Hier au chalet, tels ces émigrants, dont les yeux brûlants sont à l'écho de ton.
I love you, I love you.
L'amour dans ma poitrine, hier au chalet, où sont mes joies? N'y a-t-il pas de bonheur sans épines? Hier au chalet, tout s'est acharné pour nous déchirer et le brouillard de nos
calmée, toutes fureurs éteintes un jour. Quand mes yeux seront secs de t'avoir trop pleuré. Quand le chant de l'oubli aura couvert mes plaintes un jour. Et que je marcherai sur les chemins brûlés de mon passé. Lorsque je reviendrai d'au-delà les souffrances, d'au-delà le désir, d'au-delà la rancœur. Encore vers de pensée, bien que mûr d'expérience, avec des battements plus virulents, mon sang est plus neuf en mon cœur. Quand la sève à nouveau va sourdre de l'écorce un jour, que la vie greffera d'autres joies dans ma vie.
Blue. Oh, I keep weeping
can't think of you. Oh, I'd rather die than starvation. Perish out in a desert sun. Yes, then to think some other man. Yes, I can holler murder. Oh, but I'm foes to weep and moan.
Toi, c'était tout un monde, vivant à la seconde, comme s'il avait peur. Tu étais toi, toi un million de choses, un printemps qui explose, un torrent qui se meurt. Tu étais toi, toi toute la nature, la brise qui murmure et l'orage en fureur. Et j'étais, moi, jardinier de tes rêves, que je cueillais.
Keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. To go. Bad luck and trouble taking me. I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Éteins la lumière, rentre contre moi. Éteins la lumière, tire les rideaux. Coule sur la terre, faible de ma peau. Oh, deviens la rivière, la source d'amour qui me désaltère jusqu'au petit jour.
With these thoughts, pounding, searing pain, a headache, an intense throbbing in my head. Sound waves, it was like sound waves. There were days when my brain was heating up and I thought it might actually explode. I visualized the brain matter spattering all over the walls. When I sat at my desk trying to read, I caught myself putting my hands up to my head, trying to hold it together. Trying to hold my head together so it wouldn't explode. At times, I fell into incomprehensible blabbering. Where there is no port, old or new. I was looking for a fort. Can you put me in a fort? Aren't you too young? Why are you crying? I cry because the voices are at the very end of time. Time is too old.
Although I speak to you now in words, in the future we have passed through language and we resonate with.
I have a given name. Every one of my descendants has taken this name. The name is James Miranda Barry. The information on my genome starts from a null point. My sex was hermaphrodite. In the time I come from, the human organism has changed. Let's say we've become more fluid. We have no filtering systems. We contain every thought that ever was. Although I come to you in this body that is robotic, I have no sinister intention. I am presenting myself to you in this robot form because you think this is your future. But I can tell you that these machines are completely eradicated. A soft, organic system arises more effectively. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not reality. It's not non-reality. It's not like that. It's not non-reality. It is reality that's completely overlaid with a new reality. It's a new reality that differs profoundly. It's like a doubling of the real. No.
My sex was hermaphrodite. In the time I come from, the human organism has changed. Let's say we've become more fluid. We have no filtering systems.
We learned so much from you. You were always forced to think about your mind because your mind was thought to be malfunctioning. They called it schizophrenia.
We developed our eyes to that of a fly. And we have a hive mind.
Although I speak to you now in words, in the future, we have passed through language, and we resonate with, there are no words. There are no words for how we are. you fall away from me, if you stop listening to me, the consequences will be enormous, you little piece of shit.
DSM-4, criteria for schizotypal personality disorder. A. A pervasive pattern of social and interpersonal deficits marked by acute discomfort with and reduced capacity for close relationships, as well as by cognitive or perceptual distortions and eccentricities of behavior, beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, as indicated by 5 or more of the following. 1. Ideas of reference. The delusional belief that television or radio broadcasts refer to oneself, or that others are talking or thinking about oneself. 2. Odd beliefs or magical thinking that influences behavior and is inconsistent with subcultural norms, e.g. superstitiousness, belief in clairvoyance, telepathy or sixth sense, in children and adolescents, bizarre fantasies or preoccupations. 3. Unusual perceptual experiences, including bodily illusions. 4. Odd thinking and speech, e.g. vague, circumstantial, metaphorical, over-elaborate or stereotyped. 5. Suspiciousness or paranoid ideation. 6. Inappropriate or constricted affect. 7. Behavior or appearance that is odd, eccentric, or peculiar. 8. Lack of close friends or confidants other than first-degree relatives. 9. Excessive social anxiety that does not diminish with familiarity and tends to be associated with paranoid fears rather than negative judgment. DSM-4, criteria for schizotypal personality disorder. A. A pervasive pattern of social and interpersonal deficits marked by acute discomfort with and reduced capacity for close relationships, as well as by cognitive or perceptual distortions and eccentricities of behavior, beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, as indicated by 5 or more of the following. 1. Ideas of reference. The delusional belief that television or radio broadcasts refer to oneself, or that others are talking or thinking about oneself. 2.
It's not like that. It's
odd
not
beliefs
reality.
Or magical thinking that influences behavior and is inconsistent with subcultural norms, e.g. superstitiousness, belief in clairvoyance, telepathy or sixth sense, in children and adolescents, bizarre fantasies or preoccupations. 3. Unusual perceptual experiences, including bodily illusions. 4. Odd thinking and speech, e.g. vague, circumstantial, metaphorical, over-elaborate or stereotyped. 5. Suspiciousness or paranoid ideation. 6. Inappropriate or constricted affect. 7.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was Lindsay Sears, Every Thought There Ever Was, which is an extract from an installation which was held in 2018, beginning of 2018. Or perhaps not. Exhibition is still running. Oh, wow. 9th of September until the 23rd of December 2018 at the Focal Point Gallery, Elmer Square, Southend-on-Sea. I just came across this sort of sample CD thinking it was in the past, but no, it's still running. Okay, so that was Lindsay Sears. Before that, we heard sort of cross-cutting between Charles Aznavour and Otis Rush, and I might squeeze in another Otis Rush track later on. But coming up next is a track called I Am a Bird from Give to Grow by Milica Paranosic, a musical exchange between the composer and school-age children studying music in Copaya, Ghana.
I am a bird. My bird costume hangs in a window while I humor you in this mask of skin. I am a bird, sharecropping to regain my wings. The sun calls to me. It sounds like a grinding machine. I am a bird, something full of sex and allure, like an eagle, like a mallard, like a vulture. I am a bird. Your promises continue to pluck at my feathers. I molt because of your concrete and steel dreams. Look at my skeleton walking about you. You always pretend this is skin. I am a bird, dying without a sky for a grave. You hold my wings as collateral. My ghost prepares to haunt your dusty attic. I am a bird. I am a bird, something full of sex and allure, like an eagle, like a mallard, like a vulture. My feathers. I molt because of your concrete and steel dreams. Look at my skeleton walking about you. You always pretend that this is skin. Dying without a sky for a grave. You hold my wings as collateral. I'm a bird. I am a bird, sharecropping to regain my wings. Your dusty attic. Sex and allure like an eagle, like a mallard. I am a bird.
O mother dear, with your love sincere, and I struggling to unwind your tentacles encircling my mind. Mean well, but don't they all? Daddy, love that hid so well, it forgot to find itself and lost the game. It's not the same. Lonely. Search empty pools and find reflections. Watch dying flames. Get burnt. Lean on ones without shoulders. Play games. And crying, learn to love the universe, but cursing for a time. Reflections mirrored on the wall.
street.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was Zircon and the Burning Brains, Leave the Substance for the Shadow, which is a sort of one of many combos, if you like, which are formed by Steve Freeman, Alan Freeman. And accompanying them on this track was someone called Nigel Harris. So the Freeman brothers run a record shop called Ultima Thule, which used to be on Conduit Street next to Leicester Station. But as is the way with many record shops and bookshops, they were forced out. And they now operate from home, from a back street in Leicester. But you can go there by appointment, and they have a great selection of unusual items. So that was, and then Steve Freeman and Alan Freeman, they play in various formats with various names. But that was Zircon and the Burning Brains. Before that, we heard A Doll's Cry with a text by Marilyn Monroe from a CD called Ode to Marilyn. And that was fairly unpronounceable. I think it's from Finland, this CD. They're all Finnish names. Nuken Itku, A Doll's Cry. Before that, there was a single track from Linguistic Leprosy by Lady June. From 1974, Lady June's totally individual recording debut featured the work of Kevin Ayers, Brian Eno and Pip Pyle amongst the Canterbury scene luminaries of the day. I shall play one more track by Lady June, which also includes June on vocals, Kevin Ayers, Foot in Windscreen, apparently. No, that was the Reflections one. This one is called Everything's Nothing. And this is June on vocals and Kevin Ayers on Bode bass synthesizer and Odds and Sods. And I think this track possibly, if memory serves me right, it contains a couple of expletives even. So usher your children out of the room or put the earmuffs on them or something. And perhaps we'll have time just for a bit of Otis Rush, possibly.
Everything's nothing. And nothing's everything. You ask me the meaning, and I say to you,
there is no meaning.
I said to you, only the understanding of the same is wrong. For those of you who remain, anything I say will be meaningless. That's his own understanding. Is the outside in? The misunderstood? Or the inside out? Yeah. And baby, if you don't understand me, I promise I won't understand you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.